everyone. Welcome back to What You Got Clubs, the show where we talk to clubs at Pierce College and see what they're all about. I'm your host, Yahaira Garcia, and today we're here joined with the dance club. I'm here with
Angel Eve Scott
and Jacob Soriano.
Thank you for coming in. So, when you first got to Pierce, did you intend on joining a club?
Yes.
Honestly, yeah, I actually did intend to join a club because throughout my high school year, I've been wanting to join a club and I never got the opportunity to. So I'm actually really happy that I was able to join a club that is something I love.
And did you have dance in mind, or it was just like you happened to pass by and you liked the club?
I'm always looking for things related to dance. So as soon as I, heard dance, I was like, okay, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
And I can totally agree with her as well, because dancing has always been a passion for me. It's like anything dance related, I would do it. Doesn't matter like what about dance, just as long as it has dance involved, I'm all in.
On your first couple of meetings, how did you feel about the club?
I was happy to be surrounded by people who were just as interested as I was, or I am. It's a weird type of feeling for me, because it is my first club, and being able to be president, it was like, wow, oh, these people, I like dancing with these people. It's a happy feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, I can agree with her as well, and being part of club, the first meetings was kind of rough for me, because I'm a very antisocial guy, but with time, I was able to open up to them, like, gain that trust and friendship, and honestly, I'm very happy that I'm a part of this club.
And how did the club welcome you in?
Well, my coach, since she does everything and she kind of knows everyone, she kind of, before the club even started, she introduced us to the people who were interested in it, and then we all met, kind of got to know each other, and then once the club came together, it's like, oh, we already know each other, so we're comfortable.
And are there any changes you would like to do to this club?
Make it bigger.
Yeah, honestly, I think we need more members. We need to, like, be able to branch out more and have more people be able to join the club, because we're always welcoming new people, whether you have dance experience or not. We don't mind. It's just...
You don't need to know. Yeah. As long as you want to dance, come. Mm-hmm.
And how many active members do you have?
Active members, 6.
We have about 6 members.
6 yeah. Officers, and then people who wanted to join. We had like quite a few.
Yeah, we did. Plenty of people did want to join, and there was a book.
There was a whole situation.
It's a long story, basically. So during the
club rush,
yes, we had this one member, or was he a member?
He was, yeah.
And he took home the book with everyone.
Signed up.
Yeah,
for
signed
the club
up and everything like that.
It was like 200.
Took it home. He ended up losing it. So all those
we
people
lost
who
200
wanted,
emails about wanting to join the club. So that was like
yeah,
about 200
so it was like,
people.
It's really hard.
Lost.
And there's nothing we can do about it, because he doesn't know where the book is.
He said he returned it, but...
So far, nothing.
So this upcoming club rush in the spring, what are you going to do different this time?
I think I wanna do a little routine to grab people around. I think because last time we were just... dancing around, I actually want to try something to get people's attention.
So possibly we could like not only like have people join in and teach them a few moves, but also like just show them what we can do, show them the different styles we have,
the tricks and everything we have up our sleeves.
And with previous members gone, how have you changed the club?
You just keep going. There's no much changes. If someone's out, you just keep going. It's like, okay, I'll fill in. Nothing really changes.
And what are you hoping to bring into the club?
Honestly, every style, anything you could do, bring it. If you could tap, bring it. If you could, you just do tricks and you don't even know how to dance. You just do tricks. Come, like it's.
Yeah, it's always fun to learn to dance.
Yeah, you want everything.
And what are you hoping to bring into the club?
What I'm hoping to bring, honestly, is just good energy, good vibes, and, like, just great memories within all my other club members. And just, honestly, show them a good time. Show them, like, dancing isn't something that should be hidden. It's a beautiful work of art, and it's really fun to do. It's good to clear your mind. It's really fun to express yourself as well, because there's many different types of styles where you can express yourself, whether you want to hit it hard, like hit a move that's hard, or dance elegantly and tell a story. So I just want to bring good memories.
And what does the club do on their meetings?
We talk about upcoming events, what we want to do, like, what do you call them? When you have pep rallies, what the heck, we're not in high school.
Basketball games,
functions basketball like that. Basketball games, yeah. What could we do to fundraise. Put ourselves out there, fundraise. We talk about outfits. We talk about, I can't remember that name. When we want to do, like, little things here and there, like, oh, we should go do a little dance at the mall just for fun, like, just to get people.
Flash mob.
There you go. Flash mob. If we want to do, like, a flash mob during the week to let people just dance and feel good if they're feeling stressed during the week, they could just dance with us.
Mm-hmm. Has any a member of, like, ASO or just any, or, like, coaches have gone personally to you to ask for a routine for a pep rally or a game?
A club did ask us to dance while they were...
The stash event.
That
food club. Oh, man. I'm so ASO? Terrible with remembering. Not ASO, but, like, during that one event when we just...
Yes, the stash.
Yeah.
They asked us to come and just dance to get people going. Because at our last one, or the last club rush, we got a lot of people, so they wanted that, too.
Mm.
And even if someone's not a part of the club, can they still join in on the activities?
Oh, yeah.
Of course,
everyone can.
Now, has anybody gotten hurt dancing?
If I were to be honest,
yes,
I'm always getting hurt. Yes. I'm very accident prone, but, like, not to, like, the point where I can't dance anymore. Like, I would, like, maybe, like, twist my ankle or something like that. And they would tell me to be careful, but knowing me, I'm very stubborn.
No one's careful.
Yeah, no one's careful.
Everyone wants to dance. Yeah. If you're hurt, then you don't say anything.
It must go on, yeah. We just go through the pain. It's something we shouldn't do.
It's worth it, though. I think it's worth it.
At points, it's worth it.
Yeah, there's your limit.
There's a limit. Like, my ankle still hurts. So.
That's why you ice it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any events that your club does that you look forward to?
Games.
Oh, honestly, there's an event coming up, actually. Oh, December 19th. The
dance show.
Dance concert, yes. Here at Pierce. At
it's on Wednesday.
A Wednesday at what
either
time?
6 or 7.
Yeah. PM? Sadly, I'm not gonna be in it, which I'm kind of upset about. But
yeah, it's gonna be a fun show.
Is there a website or like a, I don't know, like a flyer people can find your dates, like what you guys do?
We will be posting those up. We have them printed, and we're just waiting on a day when all of us could get together and put them out everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Spread them around the school and everything.
And do you have field trips to, like, dance concerts or, like, even go out dancing, like, clubbing with the whole group?
Team bonding or, like, just bonding clubs?
Honestly, no. We've never actually talked about anything like that before. Like, now that you bring it up, it's actually good. So in order we can get close and everything like that, it's just everyone's schedule doesn't, like, go together. It's like people are working some days, people are not. But some days people are in school. And it's just we don't really have a time to all hang out together.
And when you leave Pierce, what do you hope to see? Like, do you hope to see the club stay where it is, or like move in a different direction?
It could always move in a different direction. You could always go somewhere, but I think just right now where we are, I think, you know, it's a good start. I think we're good where we are right now.
It's a slow start, but eventually with time we'll grow and expand, gain new members.
What are some things you take away from this club?
What do you mean?
Yeah, like, not just dance moves, obviously, but, like, within each other, like, is there any, like, life lessons you guys learn within each other?
Yeah, that just because you can't do a certain move or a certain style doesn't mean you can't learn it.
You're always learning. Everyone has something to teach.
Mm-hmm, and everyone has something to learn.
Yeah.
And what are the best moments you've had in this club?
I enjoy watching everyone have a good time. I honestly, like, there's moments where he's dancing and I'm like, okay, this is what we're working for, like, you know, people mm-hmm. having a good time.
Yeah, and also, like, all the times we would have rehearsals or practices, they were always fun. Although we would be tired, super tired, but it, at the end of the day, it's always worth it because it's once like we start dancing, yeah, we're a family. Like, we're always there for each other, and just we bring up the energy and everything like that.
And since you guys said you guys are family, family always fights. Are there any fights in your club?
Well, there's disagreements. I wouldn't consider them fights. It's like one person will have an opinion, and
everyone
other person
has opinions.
Everyone has their opinions on certain things in life, but it's always thinking of how do they feel. Always put yourself in their shoes and see where they're coming from instead of fully fighting. We talk it out.
Sometimes there is like moments where it's like we won't talk, and then when we're in the room dancing, we'll like, you know, act like nothing happened, and then like a week later we'll be like, oh, did we fight? No, we didn't.
Yeah, it's okay. We just get it over with because it's pointless fighting with family.
Yeah.
Because in the end, family's always there.
Is there any stories you would like to share about those fights?
What happens? No, just no.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't mind, but you are a part of it as well.
Exactly,
so.
I know that.
Yeah.
A story that doesn't involve you two?
Jenny, there was times where her and I would butt heads, the director of our club.
Yeah,
like, I would butt heads with her a lot because I'm not used to someone, like, constantly like, calling me out on something. And it's just, like,
criticism.
It would always, yeah. Like, the criticism is just, like, it would get to me because I'm not used to it. But with time, I learned to, like, understand that she's not telling me that I'm doing things wrong. She's just trying to make me a better dancer. And so now I can say the relationship between Jenny and I is, like, it's calm now. Like, we don't really butt heads anymore. And, like, I appreciate the fact that she was criticizing me in the beginning because if she didn't do that, I'd still have that mindset now. And I'm really appreciative over that.
And who comes up with the dance with, like, the choreography?
We have our, what would you call him? Choreographer? Well, he's also, like, a coach. He's
yeah,
a coach.
He's a coach, yeah.
Coach, choreographer, Jay Gamble.
Deshaun Gamble.
Are you able to incorporate your own moves into it?
It depends. Like, if we're, it's up to me when it's, like, games. I could either pick to choreograph it myself or bring in someone. If it's for,
like a concert,
he'll come in, teach us something. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, some of the other members will have something to teach. So everyone always has something to teach for different events at different times.
And even after you're gone, do you believe that you made at least one very close friend in this club that you would continue to see after a year later?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Some of us even take classes outside of here. Like, we'll meet up, like, hey, let's go take a dance class tonight. We're like, yeah, okay.
How do you guys get around then if you guys all go hang out? Like, is there someone that drives you guys all together?
Yeah. Either two of us drive there, carpool.
I got sturdy legs, so I walk. Like, it doesn't really matter the distance. I love walking. I'm an active guy, just walking. Or I'd get dropped off depending on the weather. But overall, most of the time I'm just walking.
So it's good that you guys carpool in a club.
Yeah.
And what are some things you would like to say about your club?
It's fun. It's great. I honestly see it as like a learning experience. I think every day you learn something new. It's just fun. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And also that whoever's listening, honestly, just come stop by, see how it is, see what we do, and we'll show you a thing or two. And if you have no dance experience, don't be afraid of that because you can always learn. Like, no one's going to judge you. We're just going to help you become a dancer. In the end, like, you can say, oh, I can dance. Or you can show some moves that you learned from us at parties that you attend.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that rhythmic flow, just stop by and we'll teach you a thing or two.
Do you guys feel like you have a presence at school? Like, if they're like, oh, have you heard about the dance club? People would be like, yeah, I know who they are. Like, I've seen them dancing.
I hear people talking about it once in a while in class. I'll sit there and I hear, like, some girls in the back. They go, did you see the dance performance? Or I'll, like, turn around, like, yeah. I hear it. But I do hear, what I hear a lot more than that is why they don't, like, know about it sometimes. Like, a lot of people, I've had people come up to me saying, oh, how come you guys don't promote it as much, or da da da. Well, we do on Instagram, on, you know, social media. We have posters here in the North Gym. Mm-hmm. But I feel like not a lot of people go there because most of their classes will be on the opposite side of the school, or they won't follow us on its social media. So it's like, it's kind of, you kind of have to, like, I knew about it because I knew dance is something I wanted to do. So if I found out if there was a team here. So, yeah, I looked.
And honestly, our impact on this school, I would say it's not that big yet.
Yeah.
But that's because we're barely starting, because we're not doing much yet.
Yeah.
But as time goes on, I feel like we're gonna make a huge impact on the school. People would talk about us. People would consider joining. It's just with time, it's taking its course right now. Like, we're slowly moving instead of rushing things. We're mm-hmm. making sure we have flyers ready. We know what we want to do once we get new members. Like, if, like, once they join, that the shirts and everything like that, we've talked about this before, like, to have, like, some things rewarded to them once they join and everything like that. But our impact is very small at the moment. But that's just at the moment.
And what do you want to do to change that? Besides, like, reward your new members that come in, like, to get the word out around school, not just in the posters that are back here.
Yeah, I'm thinking about making announcements in class. Thinking about just going everywhere, honestly. Bathroom stalls, like, hey, anyone in this? Yeah, there's auditions, or there's this, there's that. I'm thinking, I'm ready to raise my voice.
Yeah, honestly, just using my voice would help bring new people in and everything like that. Tell them what we do, how we do it, when we meet, and everything like that. That they shouldn't be afraid to try out new things.
And what kind of dances do you guys do? Like, what kind of music? Like, is there a specific kind that everybody likes to do?
I think things that land under the hip-hop branch.
Yeah.
A lot of hip-hop. And, I mean, I wish we would do a lot more contemporary stuff.
Well, we could.
Yeah, we could, but
at the moment,
most of the people that come in are, like, hip-hop, like, I'm hard-hitting.
Hip-hop. And what about, like, I know it's a little hard, but, like, ballet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have members who know how to dance ballet and everything.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that.
There's a lot of them that mm-hmm. know how to dance ballet.
Do you incorporate, like, two different types of, like hip-hop and ballet?
There'll be, like, some ballet moves in a hip-hop routine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some. When we do turns, that's ballet in a hip-hop routine.
Man, I hate,
like,
turning.
Turns, chaînés and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We combine them sometimes.
What other type of mixtures do you guys do?
Salsa,
yeah.
He's salsa.
I'm a salsa guy, yeah, because, I mean, I take that class, so, of course, yeah. And what would robotics or, like, animation fit under?
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would that fit under, like, hip-hop?
Yeah.
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 Crumping, too.
Whacking.
Whacking, crumping, whacking.
Yeah.
What's whacking?
She'll explain.
Whacking, it's really fast hand movements. Like, you're literally whacking your hands in the air, over your head, to the side, out, forward, back. Really, really fast. You're, like, moving in, like, 2.5 seconds. You just did, like, 30 moves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of wrist. You have to...
A lot of wrist and arm movement.
Yeah.
And crumping, is that what you said?
Crumping is, like, a very hard-hitting move. It's, like, one of the hardest and, like, most energy-consuming moves ever. So, basically, what crumping is, it's... Oh, that's actually hard to explain without doing it.
Yeah, it's something...
Especially on a radio talk show. It's very hard to explain what crumping is. Let's just say a lot of jumping and popping.
It's, like, a lot
popping.
Of angry movements.
A lot of angry movement, basically. Like, most of the time you're jumping in the air, punching the air, kicking the air. Sometimes there'll be shirts thrown off. Like, crumping is a very...
It goes hard.
It's a very, like, hard style.
Who chooses the music when you guys dance?
Honestly, we most likely pick it as a team.
Yeah.
Half the time we've picked it as a team.
I'll be like, send me songs you guys are interested in, and I'll put something together.
And then she'll create a mix.
Yeah.
And then we listen to it together and then create choreo.
Yeah, and if it's like, oh, no, I don't like that song, put this one over there. Okay. See how that one sounds.
Yeah.
Is there any dance moves that you guys forbid?
Honestly, as long as it's not inappropriate, there's no really dance moves
that
we forbid. Not that I know of, at least.
I mean, I did it in one of the routines. No, not really. It wasn't really twerking. It wasn't twerking for Shake That Thing. Was it? No.
No, not really.
It wasn't really. Yeah, no. For sometimes it's me. Yeah, twerking.
So you guys are basically free to do whatever you want.
With yeah, yeah, basically. As long as it's okay with our... Yeah. As long as it's okay with Jay and Jenny, it's totally fine.
That's really cool. And what would you like to say to your listen? Well, people that are listening right now.
Honestly,
we need people.
Yo, we need we need more members. Yes,
the club should be huge. So
if you ever thought of dancing,
if you're interested, if don't even be scared. We're so welcoming. I love teaching people who want to like learn how to dance. It makes me happy. I teach kids as a job to dance and. It's natural to me to teach. I love it.
Mm. And to anybody else, what the last question would be like, what do you love about this club?
What I love about this club is that it makes me feel less alone. It's like whenever I need someone, I know I can always like depend on my club. Whenever I just want to get feelings out, they're always going to be there regardless. Regardless of time of day, they're always going to be there and that's why I love calling these people family.
The people. I have to say the people and the memories. You know, you're not always going to be part of this club forever. Obviously, you move on. I think it's just the bonds you create with people you never thought you'd bond with. It's a blessing. I'd say it's a blessing.
That's really nice. And if your club members are listening, what would you like to tell them?
I love you.
I love you. That's about it. Like, you. Thank you for everything. And thank you for what we've done and what we've been through.
College.
Yeah, without. And picture would be, like, college would totally be different without them.
Yeah, I would be so boring.
Oh, yes.
Life
oh,
would yes. be so boring.
Yes.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much, Dance Club, for coming thank in you. And thank talking you. About your amazing club. You can check out the dance club December 14th, Thursdays, 6 through 8 on the North Gym. Thank you for listening to What You Got Clubs. I'm Yahya Garcia with KPCRadio.com.